Welcome to the latest installment of the Teaming Up podcast. Today, Hodges Anna Friesen is joined by our rockstar spring intern cohort, Jackson, Rachel, and Peggy. They dive into some expectations versus reality that they've experienced within the PR industry. And a little teaser, but Emily in Paris, Samantha Jones, and Olivia Pope are all mentioned. It's a great listen. And if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to Teaming Up so you never miss an episode. But for now, here's Anna.
Great. Welcome back to the Teaming Up podcast. We're here with our interns. We're going to talk about our expectations versus reality because PR is not what it used to be. How would you guys define PR in your opinion?
I would say public relations is the connecting with people outside of your organization to tell a story and to craft your narrative around something that you're doing or something a client of yours is doing.
I feel like PR is like such a big umbrella term, but the way I saw it at first was just kind of, you know, networking and like keeping an image or a reputation kind of up to a standard for like a brand or a company.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Reputation management, public appearance, it's not... I think there's a lot of misconceptions, and we've just discussed that as a company a lot before. And there's three big ones that we can address today. And one of them is that it's not just media relations, right? It goes so much beyond that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that too. I mean, in school, like, we're taught a lot of media relations in school. Just in the last 4 years being in the PR track at VCU, it's a lot of, you know, how we're crafting press releases and doing technical writing for a lot of media relations. But I've noticed that in sort of what I was studying, as I became like a junior and senior, a lot of my courses started to shift over to like social media focused and influencer focused as well. So it's interesting to see how, there is that traditional side to PR with media relations, but also there's this new up and coming side that has to do with influencers and social media and a lot more media, but not just media relations.
I'm glad you brought up the influencer stuff because I didn't realize until recently that like influencer marketing is becoming such a big thing with PR. And I too, having like an advertising background, I thought that PR at first was kind of media coverage and media relations was like the huge part of it. But there is so much more, and it does get into kind of like the nitty gritty of little things that I didn't even think of at first. But I do think it's interesting. Kind of, I thought at first, you know, I would be doing like all these press releases and like media pitching, and it's like, no, there's so much more to it than that. And yeah,
I mean, media relations is still important,
yes,
of course.
Yes,
yeah,
100%.
We see like the world expand digitally and technologically, it can't just be that. So it's cool to see how Hodges and a lot of our partner agencies grow with that, and how we can have like very focused teams and digital teams and social teams and things like that. I think another misconception that we've chatted about a lot since this intern cohort and myself are very big pop culture fans, that it is not the Samantha Jones reality of glamorous parties. It can be a glamorous party, but there's a lot more work and effort that goes behind it, right?
Yeah. To speak a little bit more on that, I think that, you know, with TV shows and characters, we do have this misconception of what PR is. And like you were saying, you know, that is a part of it, like planning a gala or something like that. But, you know, there is a lot of back end work that you're doing. You're having to talk with different vendors, different people in the media, different people who will share your narrative in the way that you're wanting to have it go. So it's, you know, it's beyond just the fun of it, but, you know, also getting into that nitty gritty relationship building and just connecting with people.
I think PR positions and like TV shows and media is so like romanticized and like glorified to be this like beautiful thing, which PR is great. I love it. But it's like it does kind of lead into, you know, like we're talking about the misconceptions of things, like just because you work in a PR agency, like you're not Samantha Jones. You're not going to live this like glamorous, like extravagant like life. You can, but it's not going to be the same like at every place. But I think it's interesting how PR positions are like portrayed in the media in that way. I feel like people like really kind of look at these jobs like, you know, they're the best thing ever.
Yeah, I think Emily in Paris is a common show. Yes. We discuss at the office of how she just like takes a selfie and goes viral, and you're like, that's not exactly how that works. There's planning and there's a lot of thought and effort put into it, but it going viral is so exciting, and you do that. Yeah. Can mm-hmm. be portrayed in those shows. Or getting an event together does take a lot of work, but at the end of the day, it's so exciting to like attend and see it come to fruition. Mm-hmm. And then you get to have your Samantha Jones moment.
I think something important to like touch on also is that how, you know, going viral is such a great thing to want to achieve, but also it's not a sustainable strategy to, you know, keep your name out there and to have, you know, coverage of what you're doing. So it's, you know, it's kind of when you get into PR, you kind of start to understand that a lot more. It's not like explicitly said, but you start to understand that there's strategies in place and that, you know, the people who were successful in PR did have a good solid strategy before going into something.
Yeah, strategy is really important. Something else that I know we've discussed is that PR is exciting, and it's exciting to see what can come out of it, but it's not immediate. I think we were just kind of hinting with that, with the viral thing, but it takes time to see the results, even with media coverage.
I mean, firsthand, I totally understand that with like media pitching that I've just started doing in my time interning. You know, the story turnaround time is not right away. It'll take a few weeks, but because, you know, I'm tracking it and making sure that, you know, it is getting covered, but it's not an immediate result, which I think is something that's also rewarding too, because you'll see as time goes on, you know, your story's getting picked up, or just the progress of what you're making and what you're doing.
I agree. It was interesting to learn the turnaround time with that as well. Like when we first started interning here, there was like a story that we had on, I think, was it the morning show? And I remember talking to someone about it, and they were like, yeah, we've been working on that for like 6 months, like trying to get that, like, you know, not a small spot, but like just a quick little mention about something. And it had taken so long, and I didn't really realize what went into it and the strategy and everything that you have to like build up to get that position took. So that was super interesting. And kind of the same thing about like going viral, like you were saying, like that doesn't just happen overnight on like a one-off like video that you make, you know, like it takes a lot of time and planning and strategic thinking to really get something to that level.
And even in like paid ads, we do a lot of that with social media, and even in your experience with just general advertising, that is, you know, creating a plan. Mm-hmm. You can launch a paid ad, and then you should probably wait.
Yeah.
Time. Like a day of results is can be exciting, but it's not going to be the best full result at the end of the day. So, yeah. Yeah, we could go on with these misconceptions, obviously. And I think it's so fun to introduce yourself in different like networking events, or even just in like school clubs, or just in life. And they're like, oh, okay, so you just write. And it's exciting to get to describe, no, actually, like we do so much more. Yeah. And it's also really cool just to be a part of a company that's growing so much and see how that changes. What has something that you both have learned individually about PR and agency life as an intern here?
I would say something big that I have learned is that I love building relationships, and that public relations is so much of that relationship building and maintaining too. I mean, there's just like plenty of times where, you know, a relationship can go so much further and help you in a way, like networking or helping get a story to fruition. And just, you know, media placements too. Like even though having those connections can really help you in ways that you may not realize in that moment when you're meeting someone, but in the long term, it's such an important thing to do.
Yeah, we love a coffee, a lunch with a reporter, coffee with a local community leader. All of those seem so small, but they go so far.
Yeah, I did a lunch with Good Food Grocery when I was interviewing them for the fill, and it was such a good time. I really got to sit down and talk with them and, like, really get to know them and who they were. And it definitely changes the conversation that you have too. You know, it was a more comfortable environment. I didn't feel like it was, you know, anything high stakes, but more of we're chatting, we're getting to know each other, but we're also talking about very important things.
I think for me, I kind of came in with this misconception that PR was going to be a lot like advertising. And while it's similar, it's very different as well. There are some things that overlap, but there's some big differences. And I've gotten to do way more here than I ever thought that I was going to get to do. I feel like I've had my hands in, like, a little bit of everything, which has been so awesome. And I've learned so much. And I think I can take all of that and turn it into, like, something that will be useful for an advertising career. But I kind of thought at first I was just going to be writing all day long, and that was not the case at all. And I'm happy it turned out this way. So,
yeah. And since you're both approaching your graduations, has working here kind of changed how you've, or just not even specifically Hodges, but how you see the PR world or agency life? Has that changed kind of how you see your career going? Or
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I think that this is my first PR agency experience. Like, you know, I've done, you know, communications and, like, communication offices and things like that. But being in a PR agency, you really, like Rachel was saying, have your hands in everything, and you really can do a lot and see a lot. So I think it's really changed my perspective on, you know, that I do really like agency life. And, you know, in my career, that's something I'm going to be looking for, because I felt like I thrived in this environment as well.
I think one thing about Hodges that I really love is the collaboration and, like, being in our meetings and things and just bouncing ideas off of each other for stuff. That's been one of the best parts. And that's something that I'm going to be looking for another job in my career.
Yeah. I love being at a place that values my ideas and individuality as well, because we can bring in, you know, like, interests that I have outside of PR and bring them in here, and, you know, it all works hand in hand, which has been nice.
Awesome. Well, obviously we both think that you've done an amazing job here, and so I think that that'll show in your future careers too.
And a quick episode interruption, but not an ad. We had to record a separate session with our intern Peggy, so here's her quick segment on PR expectations versus reality.
Well, Peggy, thanks for sitting with me today. I know there's a lot to say about the expectations and versus reality with PR and agency life. I think it's always so fun to look at the characters in media, TV and movies, even books that really are a fun representation and sometimes a misrepresentation of what we actually do in real life. What are some of the characters that come to mind for you?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say Samantha Jones from Sex and the City, Shiv Roy from Succession, Emily in Paris. I know that's more marketing, but she does some PR stuff too. And then Olivia Pope in Scandal. Those are probably the ones that I know the best, because I watched all of those shows through it. And some of them, I've watched them twice.
Hey, no shame at all. Definitely seen Succession and Sex and the City probably too many times. But they kind of create this, like, glamorous life that seems like all we do is work with, like, celebrities and we're publicists. And we have had those moments. And, you know, it is really fun to get to meet the hosts of the Today Show or work with Betty White. But there's also, you know, we have the time at our desks that we're working on those social media posts. So I think of Samantha Jones always having these glamorous parties, and she just looks so fashionable and has this easy life. And I'm not saying that our life is not easy, but it is a funny comparison. Do you see anything that you've done in your internship? Have you seen that at all in maybe Emily in Paris or any of those characters?
I feel like Emily in Paris is probably the most accurate representation, honestly. I feel like Samantha Jones, like, you never really see her working. Like, maybe she's sitting at a desk, but she's talking. Or most of the time, she's just at fancy parties. She's never really just on the computer, which is honestly a big thing we do. And you do see Emily, like, on the computer and meeting with clients and pitching to clients and thinking about ideas. And she does, like, collaborate with a lot of people, which is something we do a lot here at Hodges. So that's definitely something I experienced. So I would say that's probably the most accurate. Definitely, that's way super glamorous. And her romantic life at work is...
If only we lived in Paris.
But I would say that's probably the one I would say is most accurate. Or there's parts of Succession, I would say, not even with Shiv, but I forget the other people, but like the communications people for Logan Roy, they do some accurate stuff, like they're writing like releases and making speeches for him to help present all the scandals they have.
Yeah, and I think Succession and Scandal with Olivia Pope are kind of... They're always, like, on high alert, right? There's always so much happening because they're dramas. But it does kind of show that reputation management that we touch and any kind of emergency release, if that's ever needed, and how that is navigated. Because sometimes it is, like, all right, all hands on deck. Like, let's get this out and going. And we need to work together on this. And I think maybe they don't have the best communication styles personally, but it shows a lot of, like, that does happen. And it just isn't always that serious, but it does kind of like touch what we do too. And I think Emily in Paris is also a great example. We don't really take a selfie and go viral in 10 seconds, but it is, she does have those client meetings and the collaborations and getting to work across like all these different kind of phases of what a campaign can look like or what a social media like post or, you know, editorial calendar can look like. So, I love all of these examples. I think it's fun to, you know, be an intern and you get to see what it's really like. What advice do you have for incoming interns or possible applicants to the Hodges internship or any internship?
Yeah, I would say, you know, just put yourself out there and apply because you never really know. And also, even if it doesn't go your way, just the process of applying and, you know, writing a cover letter or going through the interview process, like you learn a lot about yourself and also you learn how to, you know, best present yourself. So it's just a growing and learning opportunity, like no matter what happens. But I would say during the application process, I feel what works best for me is just to be specific about who you are and your accomplishments and really let like yourself shine through because at the end of the day, like they are hiring a person, like they're not hiring a robot. So they want to know who you are and like what you'll bring to the table. Like even if maybe you're new to public relations or whatever you're applying for, like you can probably find things you did that can, you know, make you a good applicant or intern.
Great. Thank you so much, Peggy.
Thank you.
So what advice would you have for a potential applicant to our internship or any internship?
I would say put yourself out there and don't be afraid to, because I think the more that you can really show what you can bring to the Hodges partnership or to any internship, that is where they will want you. And if you can bring that individuality and that passion for what you're doing, that will make you stand out too.
I would say, I know for myself, at least, I can be a little bit shy at first, but talking to people and, you know, asking questions, like, don't be scared to do any of that because the people who are around you, not just at Hodges, but at most agencies, want to help you and they want to see you succeed and give you advice, and they can end up being some of the best connections that you might have for your career. So don't be scared to talk to people. Everyone just wants to help you.
And network. I feel networking is what has gotten me through college and helped me get the opportunities that I've had. It's, you know, also goes back to relationship building. When you have those relationships and you can call in someone and ask them for opportunities if they have any, and then it works out. It's always such a great feeling to have that.
And as someone who goes through the applications and, does the interviews, I would say to just show, like, I absolutely agree to create those relationships, but also show what you love, like, be passionate, tell us about the exciting things you've gotten to work on. It's always really exciting to hear that you love to write, but tell us about it. You know, tell us about an assignment you did, or maybe you've set a goal to write every day for a year, and you've seen these results. And to see that passion behind an applicant is kind of what we like look for. And I think that would go for almost any office or workplace. Thank you guys for joining us, and thank you guys for listening. This has been an episode of Teaming Up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Teaming Up podcast. Teaming Up is brought to you by the Hodges Partnership, a strategic communications agency that specializes in storytelling through public relations, media relations, content marketing, and social media. The Teaming Up podcast is a Happy Committee production. Episodes are released monthly. Subscribe on your favorite podcast service so you never miss an episode.